Ah, yes, that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Row. The Nashville Predators, a tough loss last night to the Dallas Stars, 4-1. They'll be taking on the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow to try to continue a hot streak that they've been on. Still won 8 out of the last 10, so you feel good about the way things have been trending for the Preds. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend, Predators TV analyst, Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, my man? How are we doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing fine. Sun's up. Nice, bright day out there. Took one on the chin last night. The boys will just have to rebound. They're playing damn good hockey along the way. And they hit a little buzzsaw last night when I was sitting after the game talking with some of the boys. And they said if anything was going to go wrong last night, it was with the goals. They were getting bounces and whatnot. And then whenever we fell asleep in the back end on the defensive zone, they jumped on it and made it happen. So I got to say, Dallas was full bore for the win, but hey, our guys, I thought we looked a little tired. No excuses, not a crutch. It's just not the usual bounce we had in the games. So that means that they can bounce right back.
Crispy, I agree with you. And I think sometimes when you get at the end of the game, you just got to tip your cap to your opponent and move on. I thought Dallas last night played just about as perfect of a road game as you could have asked for. They were very difficult to get through the neutral zone against. They moved the puck well. They were opportunistic with their chances. And every now and then, you need your goaltender to bail you out with some big saves. And I thought Hudobin made a couple last night, one on Johansson and another on the power play for the Predators that was just sensational. And I think sometimes you just got to tip your cap to your opponent and move on to the next one.
You do. And you know what we keep forgetting is when and I keep saying this every time we play Dallas, we have a distinct dislike for each other. I mean, we go way back to the Jordan 2-2 days and a few other times in between Scotty Walk and them all hammering each other when we're all new and coming into it together. And we don't forget, but we have to realize that Dallas Stars went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year and went up against one of the best teams in Tampa Bay Lightning. So they're not just another fly-by-night team that's trying to get along and come through. And I think they're built, they got the forwards when they're full full bore, they got forwards that can fly. They got a defense corps that can pound the living tar out of you or take the puck, come down ice on you. That Heskinen, he's probably, they keep talking about all these players in the NHL. I think Heskinen is right up there as one of the best of them all that I've
seen.
He's
so good.
Both offensively and defensively. And Hudobin, I mean, this guy is a pretty damn good goaltender. So when we're playing Dallas, we're not, I mean, it's not that we should be running over top of them or whatever. We've done pretty good against them, I'll tell you right now.
So, Crispy, obviously this team has infused some youth, and the young guys have done very well. You've had some veterans come in, and even John Hines has talked about that a little bit on this station. You know, guys like Luke Cunnan, a little bit of a, hey, you know, let's pick it up, and he's responded. I do look at the injuries right now, and, you know, wonder if, you know, how much longer they can sustain this if they don't get some of these key guys back. Are you concerned at all just about the scoring punch given all, you know, everyone who's missing and the need to get some of those guys back?
I am a bit, yeah, I'm concerned because you can't keep dropping off and keep trying to shuffle lines like Coach Hines says. And I got to admit, Coach Hines has done a marvelous job of moving his bodies around with the injuries and the lines and holding the stability for the club. But you can't keep losing these guys and keep flying and bringing kids in. The kids will work hard. You'll do it. But when you look at Dallas, they got a lot of skill. I mean, your skill comes through or your skill should come through for you in the end. The work ethic is going to be there. Most teams are going to have the work ethic coming down the stretch run. They're going to realize what it needs. And this is when your cannons and when your big guns come to play and win those close games, those big games. And if you've got two or three of them out, I mean, you don't have them. You can't just materialize them. I mean, those kids that come up, God bless them, they work their hearts out. And they're flying. And you've got to admit that Olivier and Sissons and Trennan have taken this team and turned it into an energy ball whenever they're on the ice. And it's too bad you couldn't play them every second shift. You've got to have them out there just to keep the energy and whatnot going. But, yeah, it does concern you that we keep getting these injuries, and you can't just plug them in with the kids from the minors because they haven't had the experience yet.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, a guy we've talked about a lot this week on the show has been Callie Yarncroak. Obviously 11 goals on the season. He had another great chance last night on a one-timer from the slot. It seems like he's got chances every single game for this group. And look, I mean, Yarncroak's a guy, he's been around for a long time. We know how versatile he's been and how valuable he's been. But it just kind of feels like he's gotten more opportunity this year, and he is taking advantage of it. When you watch Yarncroak out there this year, what stands out to you about the way that he's played?
Probably two things. He's got confidence in himself, and the coaching staff and the players have confidence in him. And I think Callie Yarncroak was overlooked for a lot of the reasons of we're pounding on Arvey's drum and Forsberg's drum and the goaltender's drums and going on, go through the lineup. And Yarncroak was just, well, yeah, he's a nice player, he's there. But suddenly this year, I think he decided with all the injuries, he said, you know what, I can be one of those players. I can be one of those. And when you watch Yarny, and when you listen to the coaches talk about him, I mean, this guy plays, he plays left wing, he plays right wing, he plays center, he kills penalties, he works the power play, they'll double shift him sometimes in other lines to get them going. He does it all for what you ask for. So when you're talking Yarncroak right now, you're talking a complete player. But watch him. Watch. If you want to see how smart a hockey player is, watch him without the puck. When you have the puck, everybody knows when you have the puck and you're the player coming, you got what? You got three options. You're going to shoot the puck, you're going to pass the puck, or you're going to try and duke and do something with the puck. Without the puck, what do you do? Do you cover up? Do you get to the open? That's what Yarncroak does. He and Granlund now are two of the best, I would call them will-o'-the-wisps. You see them, then you don't see them.
I like
By
that.
The time you do pick up on them, they're in the open. And if you get the puck to them, they're going to put it in the net. And these two guys are very similar in that. So those are the players you look for and say, hey, don't stay in the middle of traffic and get run over. Why? What are you going to? The car's going to win. But if you get in the traffic, then disappear out of it, and they forget about you, that's Yarncroak. That's Granlund. And that's what they do so well.
Crispy, we were talking earlier about, you know, young players and the idea, as some fans have mentioned and asked about, that maybe Philip Tomasino could be some kind of help to this team. He has done very well at every level. He's doing very well this year in the American League. From the coaching perspective, what is the I guess risk reward on, you know, bringing a player up too early? Is that something that can have a long term negative effect?
Yeah, that's talked about every meeting. I guarantee you, David Poy on the coaching staff and the scouts are all talking. Who's in Chicago? Thomas, you know, who will we pretty well depleted most of the guys we were looking at to come in. But every time they talk about that, I go over my coaching career and I go back over Ellie Tolvanen. And let's be honest with this, guys, I mean, up front. When we first drafted Ellie, the poor kid, he was the golden savior. We did more damage in the press and ourselves talking about Tolvanen and that. And he didn't stand a chance. He either had to be the best in the business or, oh, what happened? I don't want the same thing to happen to Tomasino. Now, I have not seen enough of Tomasino as a player to gauge him as to what he could do up here, the same as I did in Tolvanen. But, you know, history is a pretty good teacher. So maybe sometimes you learn from history.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, you brought up Olivier and Trennan, and I've been very impressed, not only with the hitting, because I think we all know the physicality they bring to the table, how tenacious they are on the forecheck. But those guys, I mean, they're generating offense, too. I mean, the play Trennan makes last night along the wall, Colton Sissons kind of dekes and dangles his way to the middle. They find a way to finish it off offensively. It's great when you get the physicality that they bring to the table, and that's been really important on the forecheck as well. But these guys have also been contributing offensively, I think really locking in a role for themselves on that fourth line. What have you seen out of that line in particular?
Absolutely. And I don't consider them a fourth line, by the way. I'm one of the few that says I refuse to call them a fourth line. I'd put them in second and some nights in first for the way they play and how they bring this team along. And a lot of nights you look out and you see we got Dallas or whatever team hemmed in their zone, and you can damn that well figure out that you know who's out there doing it on a consistent basis. And that's the one thing I love about that line is every time out, the other team knows they're coming. And the other team knows, and you're right, they're not just a big bunch of lugs that go around crashing and banging. They can play. They got speed. They got moxie. They go to the net. They can all shoot. So, yeah, overall, I like that unit.
Crispy, the goaltending this year, it's been really good overall, especially of late. Do you think that we are seeing Saros? I mean, he's had hot streaks before, and he's played a lot of hockey over the last few years, but do you think that we are seeing any sort of step up from him?
Definitely, but he should be. I mean, he's been here long enough. He's been around long enough now that he's not a rookie, and he's been through the wars with us, and he's watched Pekka Rinne play, and he's been learning from a very, very good teacher, by the way, in Pekka Rinne. And when he came in, he probably knew he was going to have to wait his time, but he's going to have to earn it and work. And I mentioned the other day, the goaltending coach, Ben Vanderklok, he said that he's like a blotter. Every day he wants to learn something new. He wants to look over his videos. He wants to see where he should have been. Could he have done better for his teammates? He stays out after practices and asks guys to come at certain angles or could do some wraparounds on me and don't take it easy on me, et cetera. So Saros has learned that he's here, and he's here to stay, and he knows one day he's heir apparent to Pekka Rinne's throne. And whether it comes tomorrow or a week or whenever, he'll be ready.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Crispy, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you taking time this morning to join us.
Always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for all you guys do for hockey. And listen, thanks to all our fans, and hopefully we'll see them all back at the Bridgestone soon.
Amen. Terry Crisp, the legendary Terry Crisp, joins us every Friday here on 8:30 or at 8:30 on Robbie and Rex Road. Great stuff.
Was he taking a shot at me there? I think he's taking a shot at me.
What do you mean?
Oh, the press. Tolvanen.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Taking a shot at you.
You fully agree.
Probably me. I mean, we were all guilty to some degree.
Joe blushed a little bit.
A little bit of high training.
I could see. There's a little guilt live on the tape.
Crawled under the table.
When we come back, we will continue this hour that has been quite informative up until this point. David Ubben from The Athletic will join us. We'll get into some spring football for the Tennessee Volunteers. That coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.